about politics and democracy and what we can do. So whilst we're waiting for Sim, have a chat to the person next to you as to what's the best outcome of this election.
Apocalypse.
That's not your business.
We all
I'm not anything. Well, I am actually.
All of them have 650 new MPs.
You will get quite a lot of that as you wish.
Good, you?
Sim, I think everyone feels rescued that you've come in.
No.
I just asked everyone whilst we were waiting. For what the best outcome from the election could be, so they could talk to themselves, and you've rescued them.
Oh, what? Do you want me to talk now? To
So, everyone, this is Sim from Democracy Club, James from Something New, and Ed, who some of you may have already met in the last session, from represent.me. And we're going to sort of do this session a little bit differently. It's going to be 5 minutes from each of these guys, and then a bit of effort from you, but in a fun way. So, Sim.
We don't know what that means yet.
Guaranteed fun, 100% money back guarantee. All right, so sorry, I'm a sort of a bit rushing around, because when I agreed to give this talk, I would have had 2 weeks relaxing time since the last elections happened, when I wouldn't have had to worry about anything. And then, of course, the general election happened, and I'm now a little bit stressed. And to top it off, we had some news that on Monday morning we're going to get quite a lot of people linking to our website, and like someone was like, "Oh yeah, we expect to send 200,000 people a day extra to your website. Is that going to be okay with you?" And stuff. Yeah, sure, that'll be fine. No problem. So anyway, I'll tell you what Democracy Club does. We try and answer two of the really sort of some of the really simple questions that people have about elections specifically in the UK. And if you do some research, there's some research we did earlier on a few weeks ago, where we found that one of the most, when the general election was announced, one of the most asked questions was what is a general election? And now to people in the street, that probably sounds really silly, but it's a really good way of reminding us all that lots and lots and lots of people have no idea how they interact with the state, how they interact with democracy, what elections are, how they work, all that kind of stuff. You see the registration to vote drives. They're really good that they exist. You have lots of people driven to the register to vote website, but lots of people aren't registered to vote, right? And that to me feels really strange that you're not registered to vote, because it's one of the most important things that I do if I move house, so that's what I want to do really quickly. Lots of people don't feel like that. So, and then on election days themselves, we see that two of the most popular questions that are asked on Google and in other places is, who can I vote for and where can I vote? Two things like that. So, where can I vote? Okay, everyone, you get a poll card, you get a thing, but your dog eats the poll card, or you left it on the fridge, suck it with a magnet to the fridge, and then you're at work, and you come back from work, and you don't want to, all that kind of stuff. So you just want to go on your phone, and everything else in your life, you want to be able to go on your phone and go, put something in Google, and have an answer come back instantly, right? For those two questions, you can't do that, and that's because councils are fragmented, and they run elections, so you've got 400-odd councils running elections in the UK. They all manage the data, they all do the stuff. We aggregate that data together, we make websites ourselves, but more importantly, we make the data available to third parties to use in their websites. So for the 2015 general election, we had Google taking our candidates' data, and when you typed in, who can I vote for, they surfaced an actual widget on Google search, as if you're going to get a flight or something. So we made finding out who you're going to vote for as easy as finding out if your plane is delayed. I'm not going to talk too much longer, because that's kind of a really good summary of what we do, but please help us out. We're currently trying to crowdsource. Well, we finished yesterday actually crowdsourcing all of the candidates for the general election, so we have an open database of all of them confirmed. But alongside all those candidates, there's 3,300 of them. We want extra data. We ask them for statements themselves to voters that they have in their own words, but also things that you can find out. We want to know what their Twitter handle is, what their Facebook handle is, what their email address is. So that if someone wants to know, should I vote for you or not, they can actually send someone an email and ask them some questions, that kind of stuff. So please go to our website, candidates.democracyclub.org.uk, help give data to that website. The other thing we do, the other fun thing we do is ask candidates what their favourite biscuit is. So please, if you want to ask your candidates what their favourite biscuit is and then put it back on our website, that would be a great call. you very much. What's your favourite biscuit?
That's what I was going to ask you, then. What's your favourite biscuit?
Oh, no, I was hoping no one would ask me this. See, someone... I'm not going to name and shame parties and candidates. You can go and, like, look later and look at, like...
There's one.
You can really tell, like, you can almost tell the party from the answer, right? Because, like, some people are like, well, biscuits are far too unhealthy for me, and other people are like, oh, I'll take this one or this one, and other people are like, oh, definitely the most traditional, you know. So it's like, it's a very funny thing. But I'm not going to ask the question because I don't eat biscuits. What does that say about my political policy? I don't know.
What you're saying here is Sims.
Cheese biscuits. Cheese. Anything with cheese on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's a very, very important aspect of what he does, which is to be fiercely neutral, especially on choice of biscuit. Yes, I was hoping somebody would save the biscuit question for later. But I'm not going to be neutral, not at all. I'm here to provide a sort of the other side, I suppose, of what Simon's doing. The old political labels that we have of right and left are falling apart around us. Instead, the modern world, I think, aligns along different dimensions. Individual versus collective. Open versus closed. And the world's been getting more and more open as we've become more connected, more globalised. But recent events in the UK and the US have been a backlash against that, I think. A victory for the closed mindset that wants to withdraw, protect and keep out new ideas, unlike Tony's talk. It's time to stand up for the fact that openness itself is an explicit political idea. It's about democratising access to information, about giving more people a voice, and all about working together to produce the best outcomes. History is all about who has power, who has information and control, and because the network age connects everyone, the next round of that involves all of us. We're a planetary-sized species now, with planetary-sized powers and planetary-sized problems, and we have to start to work together to resolve those. And I don't mean in some kind of global world government. That's a sort of fear rooted in these old ideas of hierarchy and control. I mean instead that we can use those new powers to work together at a global scale with global purpose, collectively, not coercively. So I'm James, as Catherine introduced, and I know a number of you, but my active political journey started about 4 years ago when I decided rather than just complaining about things on Twitter, I wanted to start writing down a positive vision, ideas about how things should be done, not just about how they were broken. So in 2013, I started a project called the Open Politics Manifesto, which was an open source project to write the manifesto on GitHub. Essentially, I'm a software engineer, so we do everything on GitHub. Amazingly, it worked. Today, the manifesto is over 50 pages long, written by over 100 people, and covers a huge range of policy ideas. It's not just about one particular set of things, it covers the lot. We started by using GitHub directly, but over the years we've built up a much more friendly user interface that allows anyone to get involved easily without having any technical knowledge, but keeps the advantages of that version control system underneath. I mean, you know, it would be great to be able to, you know, perform differences on party manifestos from one election to another, for instance. We can do that every day. So it's easy to sit on the sidelines of politics and talk about how things should be different, but that won't help. So we've also taken the next step and formed a political party here in the UK called Something New. I talked about it at Open Tech last time because at that point I just stood for election in 2015, and this time I am just about to stand for election again. We have stood candidates in local elections, the general election June coming up. We have a candidate up in the Highlands as well. So we're building some momentum. We also try to show how political parties can operate differently. We do everything 100% in the open. We publish all our financial information as open data. We publish structured data about our organisation and candidates in the hope that one day soon we'll be able to use it directly. And we recently started publishing open data on our advertising, particularly online advertising, which there's been this big debate over in the media recently and isn't currently regulated. We're still in the really early stages. Political movements take a long time to build, but I think that we're building part of the future. With big technological changes come social and political ones as well. The Industrial Revolution institutions we currently delegate our power to are falling apart in the face of the 21st century, and it's time to build new movements for this age with collaboration at their core. And that's why I think openness is the future of politics, and why I need your help to build a political force for open and resist that closed world that we find ourselves heading towards. And there'll be lots more on that, but if you're interested, you can have a look at somethingnew.org.uk. That's my intro.